It is the end of an era in Tennessee.
Your lack of mental toughness right now is glaring. We got to be better than that. That's unacceptable.
You're listening there to the voicing and the coaching of legendary University of Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt, leading her team through a practice with her trademark no-nonsense style. Summitt has led the Volunteers to 8 national championships, 18 Final Fours, 16 conference titles. But less than a year ago, she received a diagnosis of early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Here she is in 2011.
I could retire, but right now we're trying to get this team where it needs to be. And, you know, we've got a veteran group. And, no, I'm looking forward to the season. I'm not going to let this keep me from coaching, that's for sure.
Well, things have changed. Yesterday, Pat Summitt stepped down from her job, ending a 38-year career and possibly leaving a legacy as the greatest college basketball coach of all time, men or women. Her longtime assistant, Holly Warlick, is taking her place. Joining us now is Kelly Harper, basketball coach at North Carolina State. She played on 3 national championship squads at Tennessee with Coach Pat Summitt. Kelly, thanks for joining us. Pat Summitt is an icon in women's sports. What was she like to you as a coach?
Yeah, you know, Pat is amazing. You know, I obviously had the opportunity to play for the greatest and was just very blessed. What you see is what you get. I mean, she was always tough, and she always pushed us to be the very best. The one thing that you didn't get to see was that she's a very caring and generous and genuine person as well.
What did she bring out in you as a player when you were on her squad? What did she make out of you?
You know, I think she brought out a competitiveness. When she walked in the gym, she had great presence, and her players wanted to play for her. And I think just seeing her work ethic and her determination every time she stepped on the court or in any aspect of her life, just made you want to be better.
Is she the reason you're a coach today?
I wouldn't go that far, but she's definitely had a huge influence on me. I knew I wanted to coach, but when I went to the University of Tennessee, however, after a couple of years there, I realized that I wanted to coach in college instead of in high school, which was my original plan. And so I would probably attribute that to her and how she ran her program.
You might be better positioned than anyone, Kelly Harper, to talk about her legacy. And I know it's a broad question before we let you go, but is she the greatest women's basketball coach of all time? Do you think she's the greatest college basketball coach of all time?
You know, that I think she has to be in the mix, you know, when you're talking about the greatest ever, just because, you know, I think one of the things that has made her so special is her longevity. She's done this year in and year out, and, you know, you see some programs come and go, and, you know, every few years they're back up there, and then they might have a down year.
Yeah.
You know, it just never really happened with her.
Yeah.
Her programs were always strong contenders and always doing a...
That's consistency. Yeah, that's consistency. Kelly Harper, basketball coach at NC State, talking about Pat Summitt retiring after a 38 career in Tennessee.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.